The Oklahoma Senate allows criticized education standards to take effect. The Oklahoma National Stockyards has new ownership and a new measles case in the state. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 2nd. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma lawmakers are allowing a set of newly proposed social studies education standards to take effect without any action. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us those standards have been criticized for their focus on 2020 election results denialism.
Democratic lawmakers say the Senate has failed again to hold State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Ryan Walters, accountable for trying to dismantle the state education system. Senate Minority Leader Julia Kurt says there is a long list of questionable decisions by Walters that the legislature doesn't have control over. The education standards, however, are something it can control. And still, she says Senate Republicans dropped the ball by not rejecting them.
So I think what I'm seeing is when we finally do get the opportunity to take a stand on something that's clearly gone awry and has been a bad choice by the superintendent, we're not taking that.
Senate Pro Tem Lonnie Paxton says it's true. Fellow Republicans and their constituents came to him with concerns about the standards. But after multiple calls with the governor over the weekend and a caucus meeting with Walters, Paxton says the support for that rejection just wasn't there. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
The Oklahoma National Stockyards has new ownership. Anna Pope reports operations of the stockyards are expected to continue.
The Oklahoma National Stockyards is the largest stocker and feeder cattle market in the world and have been for sale for months. A press release says it's under a new contract, continuing as a stockyard. Scott Blubaugh is president of the Oklahoma Farmers Union and American Farmers and Ranchers. He says he's happy to see the stockyards remain, and it's a relief for those in agriculture.
Truly one of the last historic livestock markets in the United States is Oklahoma City. And most all of those other, what we'd call the downtown or the big markets, are gone now.
Oklahoma cattleman and business owner Chris Franklin is named as managing member of the group that bought the stockyards. He says their focus includes supporting customers and preserving the stockyard's role in the agricultural economy. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
And the Oklahoma State Department of Health is reporting a new confirmed measles case on Friday, bringing the total case count to 16. No new potential exposure sites are available at this time. Recent public exposure locations have been cited in Oklahoma, Cleveland, and Sequoia County. 13 cases are confirmed and 3 are considered probable. Most cases have occurred among the unvaccinated, although one measles patient was fully vaccinated. 2 doses of the MMR vaccine are 97% effective at preventing measles. Well, for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.